You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And just like that, as many of you were celebrating 316 Day, looking at perhaps going to a St. Patrick's Day party tonight. There was a little bit of a St. Patrick's Day massacre in Chicago. That's a rough way to put it. But Justin Fields has been traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers, a move that once Kenny Pickett was, and excuse me as I repost this, once Kenny Pickett was dealt to the Philadelphia Eagles, it started to grab a little bit of steam. A lot of us, you know, who were big proponents of keeping Justin Fields were still talking about this. Even when Keenan Allen was introduced on Saturday morning, you know, you still felt like, you know, there's a lot of things that could still happen. The Bears could still trade down with Washington maybe, and then perhaps draft Marvin Harrison Jr. But all that talk is for naught. Justin Fields is now going to be traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So much to get into. Sammy, let's just go ahead and start the show.
Turn up your volume, because you're about to listen to The Sick Podcast with Adam Ray.
Trying to cut it back, Justin Fields making magic happen. There goes Fields, touchdown!
The Sickest Chicago Bears and Fantasy Football Podcast. Sports entertainment like no other. It's gonna be sick.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a special edition of the Sick Podcast with Adam Rank. Obviously, some of the biggest news in quite some time. Justin Fields has been traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was on this weekend a season ago that, or roughly, when DJ Moore was traded to the Chicago Bears in exchange for the number one overall selection and, of course, a bevy of picks. And, of course, we've talked about the haul that Ryan Poles has been able to put together since he dealt away the number one pick a season ago that includes Darnell Wright, DJ Moore, Tyreek Stevenson. I'm sure I'm forgetting a lot of people. And of course, Keenan Allen also part of that mix as well. And when you looked at it, you thought perhaps there was an opportunity to keep Justin Fields and build around. And it's been a topic of conversation in Chicago and around the NFL for quite some time. But the one thing, and I guess I would like to share this off the top, is the one thing that I would like to share with everybody who is watching the show right now and going through this, and we'll discuss it, and we can always discuss whether this was the right move or not, but none of that really matters at the moment. What does matter, and I hope that everybody will kind of tune into this, is that we're Chicago Bear fans first and foremost, and I will continue to be a fan of Justin Fields. As long as he plays football in the NFL, I will be a fan of Justin Fields. I'm a little excited that the team that he's going to is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Last season, you know, I was able to play in Cam Hayward's softball classic, I guess is the way to put it. And I hope they get Justin Fields there because it'll be a lot of fun. Jaquan Brisker was there. Britt Baker was there, of course, and I've been texting Britt Baker when this happened as well. And so I should try to get her on, but in any event, so I'm happy for the Pittsburgh Steelers fans. I think they're getting a great quarterback. I think he could still prove to be a good quarterback, a great quarterback in the NFL. The Steelers should be excited about it. We've seen this, you know, teams, players changing teams and still going on and having a lot of success. You know, of course I will think of, I guess the easiest one for me to think of is Drew Brees. And Drew Brees was great with the San Diego Chargers. Don't let anybody get that twisted. He was a great player, even to the point that we have, you know, I've talked about this with LaDainian Tomlinson, to where we went back and we're like, hey, look, like, what would have happened? Like, instead of drafting Eli Manning, who they traded for Phillip Rivers, what if the Chargers had, you know, just drafted Larry Fitzgerald instead? And to the point, like, I was talking with somebody the other night, like, you know what? Like, even trading for Keenan Allen, like, if you have a receiver room of DJ Moore, you trade the pick to Washington, you grab number two, you take number two, you take Marvin Harrison Jr., you get a couple of extra draft picks, and now you have a receiver room with DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Marvin Harrison Jr. That would have been fun, but ultimately, what if that's the plan? What if they're still going to draft? What if they're still going to draft Marvin Harrison Jr.? We're going with Tyson Bagent. Like, that Tyson Bagent wins. I prematurely tweeted out that Caleb Williams is my quarterback, but no, the presumptive pick is going to be Caleb Williams. But not to diminish, you know, everybody's feelings. And I know a lot of my friends, guys like Ill Will, and I know EJ, who I don't know personally, but I do follow him on Twitter. Like, be cool right now. I guess that's the point that I'm trying to get to, is be cool, everybody. Like, we're Bears fans first and foremost. And I would have built around Justin Fields. I would have given it another shot. You know, with Carmi V, who is coming on the show for quite some time, we discussed this at great length, that it was probably, you know, there's two ways to look at this. I don't think there was a wrong answer either way. My preferred method would have been Justin Fields, but perhaps, you know, the lack of return, you know, he's a sixth round pick, possibly a fourth, depending on what he's doing. Maybe the market wasn't there. Maybe people looked at him the same way that they looked at Sam Howell. I don't know. It's hard for me to believe. And I really do believe that if he had been given an opportunity to play with the roster that they're putting together right now, that Justin Fields would have been able to do something very special. But Ryan Poles has a job to do. He understands what needs to be done. And for him, he couldn't pass on Caleb Williams. And we'll find out in the near future whether that was the right decision or the wrong decision. The good news about it is that most of the time, NFL quarterbacks come into the NFL and give you a pretty good indication of how good they can be. We look at CJ Stroud this season. We look at Justin Herbert Justin Herbert came in because Tyrod Taylor was stabbed in the lungs, you know, and he came in and was dynamite, never relinquished that job. So Caleb Williams, I feel, is similar to those kind of players. I know a lot of people like to put the Mahomes label on him, which I think is a bit premature, and I don't want to put those kind of expectations on anybody. But when you look at the success of guys like Justin Herbert and CJ Stroud, it's reasonable to believe that Caleb Williams can come in and make an immediate impact. And it's one of the reasons why you go out there and get DJ Moore last year. You bring in Keenan Allen. You've got Tyler Scott there. So now you've got a pretty nice little room. Of course, the Bears using the number one pick means they only have four, just have four. And so what do we do there? What do we do with four picks? You know, obviously I think number nine gets moved. You can't stick at number nine. I know a lot of people will talk about Rome Odunze, Malik Nabers, but depending on how the draft board shakes out, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr. is probably going to be the first wide receiver off the board. There are indications that Minnesota could trade number four. Trade for number four, which would mean going and getting one of the top quarterbacks in the draft. Well, we still don't even know what the New England Patriots are going to do. And I don't know if we talked about this on this show or if I was on somebody else's show, but maybe it was this show. We were talking about the possibility of Justin Fields going to New England and they draft Marvin Harrison Jr. But it's interesting, and it's a weird bittersweet moment. It's tough because as a fan of Justin Fields, you know, I wanted the best for him. I remember that night, you know, I went on the Tape Never Lies Network when Justin Fields was drafted. I remember how excited I was. A couple of friends of mine, I was talking to, and the Bears had made the trade with the Giants. And I really thought that that was going to be it. Like, that was going to be it was it, you know, and I feel like I thought the Bears finally had their guy. And unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. And of course, I'll continue to make excuses. And I'll be saying stuff like, well, Matt Nagy was a lame duck coach. Luke Getsy tried to change too much. And he just was never really given a fair shake. And I believe that that's an honest assessment that you can make. And it's unfortunate that he's not going to be able to play with this revamped roster. But the way contracts work in the NFL, the Bears had to move on. And if the Bears were sitting there at number nine, Justin Fields probably would have been given the opportunity to go out. But Carolina was so terrible that we got the number one pick. I do want to bring in a couple of guys here to join us because I want to kind of get the Pittsburgh Steelers perspective. Actually, hold on. Let me look through these Bears comments once more. This is more ours, but I think, you know, no question I'll rock with Caleb. Yeah. You know what? I love seeing this too. You know what? Okay. Can we pull up Isaac's? I wonder if I can pull these up. Do you see Isaac's quote right here where he's called the Bears a garbage organization? Okay. Things like this, we don't need after 26 years of, it's fine to be disappointed that your favorite player is not going to be a member of the team. I absolutely understand this. I'm gutted. Like, I'm really bummed that Justin Fields is not going to be a member of the Chicago Bears. But you know what? You got to make a business decision. And Ryan Poles had the unenviable task of going out there and trying to make that decision. He's going to rock with Caleb Williams, presumably. Come on, Isaac. Never again. It's okay to be upset. But in any event, Jordan and Mike are here with us with the Sick Podcast Pittsburgh. Can we bring them on, Sammy? I don't know if they're ready to come on yet or not. When they're ready to go, you just pop them in. There they go. I don't know if they're gloating.
Adam! Hey, what's up?
I'm sorry if I'm ruining your Saturday night or in case Ryan Poles is ruining your Saturday night. But what is the initial read from you guys? Like, how do you feel? Now, a couple of weeks ago, or was it a week ago, Russell Wilson was added to the team. Now you've got Justin Fields, a completely revamped Steelers quarterback room. How are you guys feeling now?
I'm feeling like I'm having an out-of-body experience. I'm in a stairwell, drinking a White Claw, getting ready for a fantasy baseball draft.
Oh, my God.
And Omar Khan will not let us sleep. Listen, obviously, feeling like the quarterback room has turned upside down for good reason. I mean, clearly it needed an overhaul, and nobody expected an overhaul quite like this. You bring in, obviously, a Super Bowl winning quarterback who we still think has some left in the tank, and then you give up what? Pennies, man. Pennies, yeah. for Justin Fields. How can we not be thrilled about this? Like I said, I gave up some companionship to come on and talk. If it was a second round pick, I don't know if I would have ran out here so quickly, but I feel like this is, a really good week for Steelers fans altogether, kind of washing that bad taste out of our mouth that was Kenny Pickett, unfortunately, for 2 years. And clearly, Justin Fields is not forced with, coming in from day one and having all that pressure and being the starting quarterback. So what is not to love, Jordan?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I mean, he took the words out of my mouth, and I inevitably think that this is what Mike Tomlin wanted all along. You know, you heard about it, I think, when Justin Fields, I forget which podcast, and, you know, he was kind of hinting, you know, hey, I like playing on that Monday night when the Bears went, came to Heinz Field at the time or whatever it was. So, yeah, in Pittsburgh, like I said, the Omar Khan is like, he might run for president at this point because – this is just unbelievable. But I truly think the feeling in Pittsburgh, like there was no off season, like it just jumped right into, you know, hey, like we're sick of, you know, these non-losing seasons. Like, you know, Russell Wilson said it himself when he came in, you see the six Lombardis, like that's the standard here. And I think that, you know, everyone gets sick of being mediocre, and Pittsburgh's a city of champions. So got everything that we wanted.
You know, I
Adam,
really
why a sixth round pick? How not? What is this compensation?
No, part of it has got to be because Russell Wilson is still going to be the starter. That's what the Pittsburgh Steelers have indicated. And so Justin Fields comes in as a backup, kind of a reclamation project. And it's interesting because his beloved, like there is a quarterback. I don't remember a quarterback who is beloved as much as Justin Fields in Chicago. But of course, when you saw the dominoes start to fall, you're like, how are the Bears not getting at least a little bit of how are teams taking Drew Lock and all these other guys? And so it's like, okay, well, here it is. You know, like this is apparently what the league thinks about Justin Fields. Jordan, let me ask you, you talk about Russell Wilson coming in here. How much leeway is he going to get now that when you have a guy like Justin Fields waiting, does Russell Wilson have to worry about looking over his shoulder too much?
I mean, I guess that's what we'll find out. You know, I would say the first couple games of the season, it was a perfect scenario for Kenny Pickett, which I think he handled it, you know, poorly because, you know, we don't know what Russell Wilson we're going to get. Like, obviously, like, you know, the Steelers offense has been absolutely atrocious. So the bar isn't set very high. But if he's anything, you know, he showed flashes last year. But yeah, I mean, I think that it could be a quarterback competition. They did name Russell Wilson the starter, but I mean, you know that, you know, Mike Tomlin is high on Justin Fields. So I wouldn't rule anything out at this point, the way this offseason is going.
Yeah. What do you think, Mike? Does he have a long leash there, Russell Wilson?
I think he's got a long leash. I think he came to Pittsburgh essentially with the promise that he would be the guy. I think part of the reason he has such a long leash is because of this compensation for Justin Fields. The Steelers trade a second round pick for him. Yeah, they probably want, you know, to play him sooner rather than later, feeling like they gave up a little bit more. But now it feels like the situation is Wilson is your guy. Fields is kind of waiting in the wings, you know, potentially going to take over if Russell does not, you know, turn out to be what you expect him to be in 2024 and, you know, the future of this team. But I would be – listen, I'll put it this way. It's a bad thing for the Steelers if Justin Fields is starting week four, week five.
Yeah.
Do you feel like – I'm not sure if you kids are old enough to remember a player named Cordell Stewart who was well ahead of his time, slash coming in here doing some great stuff for that Steelers team that made it all the way to the Super Bowl in 1995, going up against the Dallas Cowboys in Super Bowl 30. Listen, you're fine. I had to watch Rex Grossman lose the Super Bowl. You guys are fine. I will say this.
Neil O'Donnell.
Neil O'Donnell throwing the picks to Larry Brown. Okay, I didn't want to get into it. I didn't feel like I needed to do that.
I watched NFL films. I was five, but I watched NFL films, and it was not pretty.
But do you think that could we see some creativity out of the Steelers offense this season where they're like, hey, we're going to bring in Justin Fields for some packages to kind of do some things and just kind of get creative with him, similar to what the Bill Cowher did with Cordell Stewart back in the day?
I think it depends on Artie Smith. You know, I'm trying to think if he ever really did that in Atlanta. I guess only had a couple years and really not much to work with there with Ritter. He didn't have Willis when he had Tannehill, right? So there was not any of that in Tennessee. But listen, it can't hurt, right? I mean, anytime you have a weapon like Justin Fields, a guy that can use his, I mean, what he has done past couple years in terms of like 200 yard games, right? On the ground, a couple of them are close. You know, how do you not try and get him in the mix, at least in terms of like the read option game, because you run the ball so darn well. But Russell Wilson, I think what he's been excellent at is inside the red zone. So I would not take him off the field in the red zone, but I would definitely use Justin Fields between the 20s to try and just get a little creative. Throw it back to Ken Wisenhunt, Antoine Randall-El day.
Yes.
That was when my guy, you know, former Indiana quarterback who had all the makings of, the true weapon X before, you know, a lot of these guys. So I'd love to see it.
I think that was the most baffling to me, you know, first and foremost that, you know, he was getting valued at a backup quarterback. I thought that more teams would have showed interest, but
what it's percentage just of fans who were
crazy.
Ryan Fields versus okay, Caleb Williams obviously done. What was that split? 80-20. Yeah.
I don't know. It's very difficult. My guy Chase Daniel was trying to do a poll on X or Twitter and trying to get a sense of where Bears fans were, but he was offering up Jordans as part of the prize for weighing in on this trade. So I'm like, you're not going to get an equal thing. But it did feel 50-50. And the cult of Fields, like both sides accusing each other of being a cult or anything like that. But I don't know. I've made peace with it. I kind of felt like this was going to be happening and I kind of came along and I'm like, at least go to a good place. And it feels like Pittsburgh is a good place. Like, what is the perception? Cause like the fans, fans like me love Justin Fields and will defend Justin Fields. Do you guys look at him? Was he like a feared quarterback to you? Or are you just kind of like, oh, he's fun to watch and I get a lot of fantasy points from him?
I would say, yeah, from our perspective, he was fun to watch. He was exciting. He showed spurts of, you know, what he could do. It just wasn't consistent enough and obviously leading to, you know, wins for your Bears. I think that, you know, anyone, and this is just in the NFL period, I think a change of scenery could do a lot, you know, for especially at the quarterback position, you know, a fresh start, as they like to say. You know, learn behind someone like Russell Wilson, possibly take his job. We don't know. New offensive coordinator. I mean, there's a lot of, if anything, we're optimistic.
I'll throw this out there. I'll make this analogy. So I think you could draw some parallels to Kenny Pickett, not the player, but the situation. In the way that Kenny Pickett struggles in Pittsburgh and nationally, as the national media caught on, were blamed on Matt Canada, offensive coordinator, and rightly so. Because, you know, it was play calling was vanilla. Obviously, he was not the right guy for the position in the first place. And I think, you know, did Fields have his first year under Matt Nagy? Was that still the Nagy?
Yeah, it was still Matt Nagy.
So that's where I was going to go with that, is I think nationally, our perception from outside of Chicago was that, yeah, he's struggling because of Matt Nagy, because he stinks and Matt Nagy's getting this criticism, right? So that's kind of where I'll draw the parallels, is we love the player. And then last year, you know, obviously, you know, you have, well, the last 2 years, Eberflus, right? Yeah. And you guys kind of are like, well, maybe it's not Nagy, right, to a degree, with his struggles. But I think from, you know, from afar, there was this, oh, the Bears are a mess, Fields can't salvage it standpoint.
Yeah, which is fair. I mean, like, when you look at the history of the Chicago Bears, it's a pretty good hypothesis to look at. And I would agree with a lot of that. You know, this team, when Matt Nagy was there, that actually might have been Justin Fields. No, because he was good this season. But he played really well. And you remember the Monday night game in his rookie season. He makes the nice throw to Darnell Mooney. He's doing some nice things. They changed the coaching staff. Luke Getsy wants to make him more of a pocket passer, which really kind of messed him up. So now Pittsburgh has an opportunity to go back to basics with Justin Field and kind of figure out what is going to make him a successful quarterback in the NFL. And they're just, you know, and there's no pressure. He gets to sit behind Russell Wilson. So there's a lot to like for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but listen, I want to thank you two guys for coming on. I'm gonna let you go. I know you got a fantasy draft to go to
that Monday. I'll never forget Cairo Santos, his kick and Steve Levy. It looks good. It's good. And it's like, been yard short. I didn't went to overtime.
I remember because I was doing the game day post on NFL Network that night, and you know, everybody, our producer is actually a Steelers fan, and she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, you know what, honestly, the only thing I wanted out of that game was to know if Justin Fields could play on the NFL level. That game showed me he's got ability to make plays for an NFL team. He threw with anticipation. He threw probably the best game of like throwing on anticipation and making throws. Hopefully now he just gets an opportunity to sit back, learn, get a restart. You know, I couldn't think of a better organization for him to go to. So I hope that hope you guys will take care of him. And again, I mentioned this too. I was out in Washington, Pennsylvania last year for Cam Hayward's Celebrity Classic. Hope to go back and do that again. Kenny Pickett was there last season. I hope they can convince Justin Fields to go to that And but in any event, have a good Saturday evening, you two. Try not to be too happy. Good luck on your draft there, Mike.
Pleasure. Thanks for doing it.
All right. Thanks so much for coming on. Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. The Steelers perspective. I do want to kind of dig in on a couple of things too. I know the comments are coming in fast and furious, and a lot of people probably just want to use this as an opportunity to just get some things off their chest. Again, number one, I don't think that there's any reason to be completely upset with the Chicago Bears organization. Sometimes you have to make tough decisions in order to be successful. And unfortunately, with the way that the NFL contracts work, and these are things that everybody has been pointing out for the last couple of months of why it makes sense to reset the quarterback clock, is because you want to build a great team around your quarterback. And now you've got 5 years of a rookie quarterback. And if he is as good as people think that he could be, he is going to be a bargain for quite some time. Now, after maybe year three or four, you have to redo his deal and kind of sign him and extend him. Okay, fine. That's a good problem to have. But for the next couple of years, we're going to be playing with a quarterback, a high-level quarterback on a rookie contract, one that people think is a generational talent. That's the words that they have been thrown around. So that is something to look forward to. I would also say the pick has got to be Caleb Williams. I will join a lot of you. I will join Isaac in the, I will never root for this team again if it's somebody other than Caleb Williams. And that has been my position the whole time. I think everybody knows that I have been a Justin Fields fan since before day one. That is who I wanted to be the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. And unfortunately, it's not working out. And I said, the only thing that will help me deal with this is it has to be Caleb Williams. Like, it can't be any of these. Like, don't try. I think Drake May has now fallen far enough out of favor that there's no hope of that. Drake May could end up going in the second round. Like, he could Will Levis this season. So let's be realistic there. Jaden Daniels is fun because he's a Heisman Trophy winner and he looked great. I thought he was a great prospect when he was recruited by Arizona State. And of course, he left there after that thing imploded and goes to LSU as well. And it's worked out for some other people. You know, you think about Joe Burrow, but to me, it's Caleb Williams. And the whole reason this thing is happening the way that it is, the only reason you go out and make this deal is that you're convinced that Caleb Williams is the guy. And there's been a lot of people who have been telling me that they had decided, you know, this was what we talked about last week, you know, and when we were talking with Mikey Bear Down Cuz, who was like, no, they're keeping Justin Fields. And we're like, okay. Like, and it paid out, you know, it panned out. And I still believe that reporting was correct. Like, the Bears were, I don't know what switched with them over the last couple of weeks or last couple of days or last couple of hours or whatever it is. But you don't make this move without knowing who the quarterback is going to be. You're like, well, it's going to be one of these guys. I hope. That it's just going to be Caleb Williams. It's got to be, because nothing else makes sense to me. He is the guy who, and I'm getting, sorry, my phone is blowing up right now. Steelers fans. I guess I know more Steelers fans than I can think of. And also some of my friends who are Washington Commanders fans are really upset because, you know what? That was going to be getting us podcast hits over the next couple of weeks of the, hey, are the Commanders going to trade up? And I guess it's still going to be a storyline because, you know, what if the Bears do favor Jaden Daniels and they're like, hey, you could move down to the problem with all of that is that if you're going to go with Jaden Daniels, you might as well have stayed with Justin Fields. Like, that doesn't make sense, because if you wanted somebody other than Caleb Williams, well, you could have traded down. And this was a scenario we talked about the other day. You could have traded down to number two and then gone out and kept Justin Fields, drafted Marvin Harrison Jr., gotten a haul for the number one overall pick. And then you're able to like fill in and your receiver room's great and all this stuff. And I guess there's still a remote possibility. We really shouldn't. I shouldn't be considering this a fait accompli, that this is the way the Bears are leaning or what the Bears are going to do. but it has been, but I mean, it kind of has followed along of what we thought. We, you know, Draft Dr. Phil has been on this show talking about like, nope, they've already made up their mind. It's going to be Caleb Williams. No, nothing's going to happen. And then, you know, it is what it is. And it's fallen the way that it's fallen. Sammy, do we have any good comments and good questions? I don't want to read them because I get distracted. Zeke TV, Ryan Poles job is now on the clock because he chose to be no different than any other GM with the Chicago Bears organization. Zeke, I will, I appreciate what you're saying. Like, there was an opportunity to do something special here with Justin Fields of building, you know, we talked about, or Ryan Poles talked about how he was going to build through the draft, and there would have been no better way to build through the draft than trading that number one overall pick. Antonio Brown had tweeted out the other night, the Raiders and the Bears were close to a deal. And you're like, well, that's interesting. Falling all the way down to number 13 would have been a huge drop for them. But at the same time, you're like, okay, I kind of see it. And you build the roster and you get first round picks for days. Cause that's a thing too, with one of the things that I always said about Caleb Williams is that you got to make sure that you know exactly what you're getting with him, because even though this is house money, so to speak, I mean, we're dealing with Carolina's pick. You are still giving up the potential of other draft picks for years to come by deciding to go with this guy. And so I believe that Ryan Poles figured, hey, look, I'm not going to get another opportunity to draft this high again. If you look at the situation, it could not have worked out any better for the Chicago Bears, because Chicago improved, win 7 games, competed for a playoff spot, and yet still ended up with the number one overall pick. And a lot of times when you have the number one overall pick, you're not this far down the line. Like, think about Carolina. They are not that far down the line. And if you think about what Carolina did last year too, you know, because Carolina came up from number 9, which is where the Bears are right now. And you're like, well, Carolina was good, and then they got worse. But they also gave up DJ Moore. We're not giving up anything, really. We have DJ Moore. We have Keenan Allen. We have Tyler Scott, Cole Kmet. We have Gerald Everett, DeAndre Swift. This is a loaded offensive roster. To the point of, like, I wouldn't mind drafting somebody like Rome Odunze or Malik Nabers at number 9, but I don't believe that it's a necessity. And if I am thinking about this the way that it'll probably go down, the Bears trade out of the number 9 spot, pick up some additional draft capital. There's no way that the Bears draft just 9 or 4 players in this coming NFL draft, even if one of them is Caleb Williams. There's just no way. There's no way that can happen. So they're going to be trading out of that number 9 spot. My conjecture is, again, this is all conjecture because everybody's been speculating over the last couple of weeks, and none of us really knew anything. As it turns out, like, I was, you know, again, some people that I was talking to a couple of weeks ago were convinced, but not everybody was. Any more questions, Sammy? I want to make sure I'm not skipping anybody, or if you see anything, I'll look too. It sounds like polls took less to put JF in a better spot. You know what? This is another thing. And this is something about Ryan Poles that we've noticed ever since he's taken over as general manager of the Chicago Bears. He always, like, he's true to his word. He always, like, I know that there's things about smoke screens or whatever. Don't believe anybody this time of year. But when Ryan Poles tells you something, like, he usually means it. And there's usually purpose behind it. And he said weeks ago that he was going to do right by Justin Fields. He did not commit to Justin Fields being the quarterback, but he said he was going to do right by him, which meant he was going to put him in the best possible situation. Now, in hindsight, you look at that message and you're like, well, he truly knew he was moving on from Justin Fields, and he put him in a pretty good spot to succeed. He did not put him in a bad position. He did not let this linger longer than it needed to. I mean, I would imagine that they probably took the last couple of days, week or two, to kind of gauge the quarterback market. And we got to figure this too. As the Falcons are about to get popped for tampering with Kirk Cousins, I guess we probably knew all along that Kirk Cousins, or at least people in NFL circles probably knew that Kirk Cousins was going to Atlanta. So as fans sat here and speculated about it and wondered, and were like, well, you know, maybe Atlanta would be a great spot for him. The Falcons already knew they were getting Kirk Cousins because this tampering has probably been going on since February, maybe before that. And then you think of these other teams, like where was Russell Wilson? I guess Russell Wilson was the domino that kind of brought this all crashing down. You know, if the Steelers weren't able to get Russell Wilson, if he had chosen some other place, perhaps the Bears could have gotten a little bit more out of the Steelers, but now the Steelers were dealing from a position of strength. And I guess it goes without saying, you know, as we look back on the God, that's the one thing. That's the one thing I don't want to have happen either. I mean, you think about that. The one blemish on Ryan Poles' resume is the Chase Claypool deal. And I will tell people, look, you know what? It was a second round pick and it was probably worth the risk. The Packers were offering a second round pick as well. There was a reason why the Bears had to give up theirs and not the Ravens, blah, blah, blah. We know all that, but it was a complete miss, a bad trade, bad deal. And of course it was against the Steelers. So of course we have to hear about it time and time again. If Justin Fields goes out there and just kills it for the Steelers, is just like a great quarterback, this is going to be way worse. Ryan Poles is going to be forbidden to deal with the Steelers ever again. Like that would be one where you're like, yeah, you're not doing, I don't care what it is. I don't care what the deal is. George Pickens for a seventh rounder. Like, nope, you're not allowed to do it. Like if this goes the other way, I will say, but to our friend's comment about like, how Ryan Poles is on the clock with his quarterback. Yeah, I think he's tied to this quarterback forever. If the Bears don't win this season, if something happens, if they regress, if they win five games or four games or something like that, and it just seems like a bad scene, Eberflus will be gone. But I think Ryan Poles gets at least one more NFL head coach. That'll be the case. Like he'll get another opportunity to hire a coach, but he is not going to outlast Caleb Williams. We will not be in a position 4 years from now where Caleb Williams, if he was not to play up to the standards we're expecting of him, Ryan Poles will be walking out the door with him. He's also getting traded for a sixth round pick, unless something miraculous happens where the team wins with Tyson Bagent and they go to the Super Bowl and win with him. Who knows? You never know. I mean, look at what the 49ers were able to do. Like trading all that draft capital for Trey Lance probably would have cost somebody a job in any other organization or a head coach or anything like that. They're in the Super Bowl. So unless Ryan Poles is building a roster like that, which you know what would have really helped build a roster like that? Keeping Justin Fields and trading the number one overall pick. But listen, he's our quarterback now. He's our quarterback. And again, for anybody who's just joining us right now, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you being here. I know there's a lot going on. I'm sure a lot of you, especially on the East Coast or even there in Central Time, we're probably getting ready to go to a party tonight, do a fantasy baseball draft. I don't know what you were going to do. There's a poker game. I don't know. It's 3:16 day. Maybe you're going to go watch some wrestling. I don't know. And then all of a sudden this news breaks. I'm going to repeat this one more time, and I'm going to implore every Chicago Bears fan who loves Justin Fields that it is okay and we are going to be fine, but let's not make the situation worse. Let's have some civility. You know, I would have kept Justin Fields. I wanted Justin Fields to be our quarterback, but I am now 100% behind Caleb Williams. I hope he is that guy. I want him to be the man. There are a lot of things about Caleb Williams that you like when you watch him as a player, but some of the things that really annoy people will be awesome if he's as great as he is, as great as we think he is. Like, think about like how annoying it was that Aaron Rodgers was a good quarterback, but he was also sort of a dick. You know what I'm saying? Like that was like, there was something to that about like, and we don't want Caleb Williams. Like, don't go off the deep. Don't run for vice president, Caleb Williams. Well, I know you can't until you're 35, but at the same time, like if he's this sort of like great player, but he also rubs other teams the wrong way, I want to be on that side for a change. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want people to like my quarterback because he's so good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want Aaron Nagler to just hate Caleb Williams with the passion of a thousand suns. Cause right now, the Packers have no reason to hate us. They really don't. And, but it's also, oh God. But again, I guess the overarching theme here is like, just, we need to come together now. It's over. The debates are over. The conversation is over. I'm glad that it's over. Like, there's a little bit of relief. We might have, the Justin Fields side might have lost the war, might have lost these battles, but now it's time for togetherness and coming together. It's like a political campaign from back in the day, from years ago. There used to be a time, you know, when somebody would lose an election and they would just be cool and be like, hey, you know what? We're working together as human beings to move forward. And I want Bears fans to be that way. Even if you were the biggest Justin Fields fan in the world, it's time now to look ahead at our next quarterback, assuming that it's Caleb Williams. It better be Caleb Williams. I will not be able to I will join you again. If it's Drake May, I will join you. All right. What about anybody else, Sammy? If anything else out there, I could go there. Oh gosh. Yeah. Throw these out there. Whenever they come up, projection. This is on the mark. How good does Caleb need to be in year one for this to not be a mistake? The hypothetical traded. Yeah. Is CJ Stroud, is that too high of an expectation? I mean, you can't be Bryce Young. Here's the thing though. And you know what? I think actually I'm going to say he's got to be a Caleb Williams type success. He's got to come out of the gate swinging. And we got to see that he's a good quarterback, because a lot of the excuses that people use, or, you know, people like myself hang on to with Justin Fields was, look, you know, the organization was in disarray. The coaching staff was a mess. Who were his weapons? This, that, and the other thing. Caleb Williams is coming into a situation where his top two receivers are DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. And this assumes that everybody's healthy. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's got to be healthy. Nothing major, nothing weird. You have two great wide receivers. And I say great, great wide receivers as your wide receiver one and wide receiver two. It's almost unfair to Keenan Allen to refer to him as a wide receiver two, because he is not. That is not the case. So get that out of your vernacular. He's got to go out there. So he's got two great wide receivers. He's got a really good tight end in Cole Kmet. Gerald Everett's good. DeAndre Swift is good. The offensive line was coming together last year. There's no room for excuses. There's no, like, he doesn't need to win the division, but there needs to be some success on the field. And it's unfortunate, and I'm sorry, Caleb Williams, that it's unfair to you that you're coming into a situation like this, but this is not like a guy joining a team that had the number one overall selection. When Trevor Lawrence went to Jacksonville, you're like, well, they got to put some pieces around him. The pieces are there. This is a team that won seven games. This was a team that won seven games and lost three, in which they had over a 90% chance of winning in the fourth quarter. Caleb Williams is joining a good football team, and he needs to take that next step. And I'm not going to blow him out after 1 year, and I'm not going to give up on him, but there is an expectation coming in, and I think he's ready for it. I think he knew. I think that this is not a unfamiliar situation for him. Remember, he came in from Oklahoma to USC and was expected to be the man. Like, nobody was giving him any leeway. And then he goes out and wins the Heisman Trophy. So Caleb Williams has been down this road before. I don't think that this is anything new to him. All right, what do we got? What else do we got, Sammy? He's looking. He's scrolling. Anything that's not profane. Yeah, you know what? Caleb and Alan probably trying to call Tyler Scott to discuss who's wearing number 13. This is a very interesting situation. Hopefully we can talk to Tyler. There it is. I got the, it's actually a Johnny Knox jersey, whatever. Hopefully we can get Tyler on the line this week. Cause I'm very curious because he's in a very precarious position, like number one. And I told him this at the Super Bowl, excuse me. I said, hey, don't get too greedy with Caleb Williams for number 13. Make sure, like, you got to realize you want him to throw you the football. So it's okay to go out there and get some money from him. Perhaps you want to get some, you know, have him donate to your foundation. Maybe have him buy you a beer at Portillo's. Whatever it is, but don't be too greedy. Keenan Allen's probably going to be in that mix too, and see how he's going to deal with a rookie. It's quite a battle. You know, I remember when Matt Leinart came into the NFL, he famously wore number 11 at USC, and Matt Leinart comes in as a multi-national champion. They won two natties, right? If I'm thinking of this correct. Yeah, they were going for a three-peat against Texas. Was that correct? Do I have that right? Heisman Trophy winner, multiple national champion, and he was not able to pry number 11 from Larry Fitzgerald, nor would you try, and he wore number 7. So I don't know. I'm really curious if the Bears, I know that, forgive me if I'm mistaken on this, I don't think that Keenan Allen held up a jersey. When he was taking photos, he was in his sweatpants. So I didn't see anything with the number 13. And sometimes at some point, the Bears will put out a little list of like, here's the new Bears, new numbers. And Tyler would still have to give that one up anyways. So maybe Keenan Allen is looking at a different number. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. I know it's the dumbest things that it's the dumbest things that make me happen. If you'd have told me 2 or 3 years ago that we would have had Caleb Williams, DJ Moore. There it is. Thanks. Thanks for following along. Allen is number 13. Is that correct? Okay. Look, if you told me 2 or 3 years ago that we would have Caleb Williams, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift, I would have told you that you were nuts, but here we are and I'm pumped. And this is kind of the, I hope we can appreciate that. Like as bummed out as we are, for Justin Fields to be going, and it's disappointing. And whoever's calling him Manziel 2.0, that's not accurate. Manziel failed because he was not a serious person. And you can see that he's admitted to that as much. And that was part of the problem with him. I don't think we're going to have that problem with Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams out there doing the right thing. My thing is, when you look at the way the Bears roster is constructed right now, it's astonishing. And I agree with that last comment too. When you think of all the great talent that is put around this quarterback, and I know it's going to be bittersweet because, you know, and if you're a Justin Fields fan, you're like, it's the way the world works. You know, why couldn't Jim McMahon or why couldn't Jay Cutler have played in us, you know, instead of Rex Gross? Like, that's the kind of thing. Like, we would have had Jay Cutler. I think it was still at Vanderbilt at the time, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. That's part of the deal with the NFL. It's the timing, you know, and missing out on these great runs or anything like that. You know, there are guys that come on at the end of dynasties, you know, that like, if he would have been a few years earlier, you know, had we been a pick earlier. This actually reminds me of something that Greg Braggs told me too. Where I think it was Braggs that we were talking about how close the Bears have come. Like, the Bears have been like an almost like, God, you know, they almost got Terry Bradshaw. I told the story yesterday of Aaron Donald and his retirement, about what a bummer that was, missing out on him by a pick. And no disrespect to Kyle Fuller, but like, yeah. And like Kyle Fuller, like dropping that interception, Cody Parkey doing the double doink, like all these little things, losing to Brock Osweiler when he was with the Miami Dolphins, because for whatever reason, Matt Nagy was settling for 60 yard field goals. But when you think of like how many times the Bears have been so close and you're like, oh, why couldn't this have happened? We're finally at that intersection where everything has worked out well for the Bears. Think about Lovie Smith. Like, think about what Lovie Smith did for this team, going out and winning that improbable game. And I remember we were down there at Rip Beer Company, just hanging out, watching that game. And it was so funny because the Bears Vikings game was over in the corner. We were all watching Houston and Indianapolis. We weren't watching it. Was it Indianapolis? Was it Jacksonville? It's Indy, right? Houston, Indy. Was that it? But in any event, things like so many things have gone correctly for the Chicago Bears over the last couple of years that, like, maybe it is our time. And I think that it's okay to be excited. And when you look at this team, like, it's hard not to be thrilled about what's going on. And I still believe that there are other moves to be made. There are other free agents out there, you know, perhaps, and I'm not saying Mike Williams, but like, there's other guys that could be added to this team. You saw the Bears today made another, they brought in a guy from Indianapolis, another depth piece. So for me, there's a lot to look forward to. As bummed out as and morose as we want to be, I think let's take the evening and be upset about Justin Fields going away. But I think that this is it's a great time to be alive if you're a Bears fan. I want to make sure. Tell the people if they're watching on Twitter. By the way, yeah, I know there's a lot of you on Twitter who are watching. I do want to thank you. I keep checking the numbers. Yeah, there's close to, there's well over 4,000 people on Twitter watching us right now. First of all, I want to thank you for being here. That is awesome. We record this show as a podcast that you can subscribe wherever you download your podcast. We're available to you right there. We also put this show on YouTube. So if you want to go out there and check out our YouTube channel, you don't want to miss anything in case, you know, X can be a little bit dodgy. You know, it's the luck of the draw of catching people, but you can go to our YouTube page, like and subscribe to it. We would really appreciate that. We're going to be having more shows in the next couple of weeks. We'll be back at least on Wednesday for a Take It to the Rank. We'll talk to people. We anticipate it's interesting. You know, the Bears, it feels like a lot of this stuff was sort of, I don't want to say set up on purpose. Like, Keenan Allen comes in today on Saturday morning, and the Bears, I'm sure they had the parameters of this deal done. And, you know, no mention of it. Although it was curious. And I don't know if you watched that press conference. Like, there were, like, Keenan Allen was talking about who he's excited to play with. He's like, DJ Moore. He's like, Gerald Everett mentioned his old. He mentioned everybody outside except for Justin Fields. And it didn't take a genius to be like, that's not a great sign. The Chicago media was also asking a lot of Caleb Williams questions. There is a, it's interesting to think of what and how much of this was known. And maybe the Bears just tried to sidestep it. All right. Listen. Look at Joey Nichols' thing. Fields is not even remotely close to being good enough, as is abundantly clear by the fact. You know what? Here's the thing, Joey. I do want to address this. Justin Fields was in a interesting situation where he's in the final season of his rookie contract. A team is going to have to decide whether they pick up his fifth year option or not. So that is a different price to pay. So not only are you taking on a guy who, you know, is coming towards the end of his rookie deal, but you're going to have to make a decision about him money wise. So it's not a straight up, not like Russell Wilson. Like, Russell Wilson was free and clear. Denver is paying all of his salary, pretty much. You're paying $1.3 million. The Steelers or any team that wanted Justin Fields wants him. They want to take the lowest risk possible, which is why the Bears were only able to get like a 6th-round pick. I think for too many of us, we play Madden. We're like, oh, I'm going to trade. Like, what if we get a first for Justin Fields? Like, what if the Falcons gave us their first 8th overall? I think fans sometimes can be a little too myopic when it comes to the value of players and what it takes to run an NFL team. And I think when Mac Jones was traded for a 6th-round pick, when Zach Wilson has been unable to garner any sort of interest, I think that people like Justin Fields as a prospect, but for the reasons why the Bears needed to move on, like, that's the thing. Like, whenever you talk about why the Bears needed to move on, from Justin Fields, it was always like, hey, you got to make a decision on how much you're paying him. He'll be a bargain this year. You would have to pick up his fifth year option, which would be about 22 mil. So I think you're probably all in for about 25 million. So for the Bears, it was like, we got to kind of make a decision. And like these other teams would have to make that decision too and give up draft capital. The Steelers were like, okay, we'll give up a sixth. And that's probably what the going rate was. And it's unfortunate. I don't think that that means that Justin Fields can't play NFL football. Like Russell Wilson walked away for free. There's a former Super Bowl champion who walked away for free. Drew Brees back in the day. I know he was coming off of an injury, but he was able to walk away for free. Things happen. I don't think that that's indicative of what the NFL thinks of it. I think price wise, sure. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know. I like playing golf, but sometimes there's golf courses that are $500. You're like, I'm not paying that. I'm going to go down to the Muni. I'm going to pay $18 at Bixby and I'm going to go have a day. And that's what we do. And we talked about that. Like, I doubt those. So what everybody's now bickering about who we're going to draft. So there'll be a lot of things to talk about over the next couple of weeks of where the Bears are going to go draft wise, what they're going to do at number 9. And again, for me, they're probably going to trade out of that. Hopefully some of these quarterbacks start sliding, even if one of the receivers falls down there. And I think the Chargers are probably the Cardinals and Chargers are very interesting. Because the Cardinals could end up getting out of their number 4 overall pick, trading that to Minnesota. That's been one of the rumors that's been going around. The Minnesota Vikings were very close to giving up or looking at dealing the number 4 overall pick to the Minnesota Vikings. The haul would be incredible. And then you got the Chargers. You know, I was thinking about this too. The Chargers, because people are talking about like, don't assume these top 3 receivers get to number 9. And I'm like, you know what? Receivers really do fall more than people think. You remember that? I remember when Justin Jefferson was in the draft. Henry Ruggs was the first player taken in that draft. I don't know if you're old enough to remember when Justin Jefferson was coming out of college, but he seemed like a slam dunk to me. And he was better than Jalen Reagor. And I even wrote that in my pre-draft article that nobody ever quotes because nobody cares when you are correct. But receivers tend to fall. And I think some of the quarterbacks will be up there. We'll see some of the edge guys going up there. We'll see some of the linemen. Because when you look at premium positions, and I know receiver is important, but quarterback tackles, edge rushers, cornerbacks are guys that are heavily valued. And I don't know that there's a big time enough corner in this draft to go in the top 10. I'm just starting to now dig into that sort of analysis as we were. But again, it doesn't matter. I think the Steelers end up, or the Bears, excuse me, end up dealing number 8. But yeah, so this is great. All right. Anything else, Sammy? Did I miss anything? What about Illinois Jones? Why do people think polls would tie his career and want to stick? I don't know if that was one that you did. You just not feel that was a props. Illinois Jones. Why do people think that polls wanted to tie his career and stick to a 10-28 quarterback with a 4? Okay. Listen, you know what? That is one of the things too. Matt Eberflus, again, it's so easy now to go back and listen to some of the things that people said over the last month or so, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. We talked about Ryan Poles telling people, we're going to do right by Justin Fields, which does not sound like I'm bringing him back. But at the same time, Matt Eberflus was very blunt, so to speak. When he was like, hey, I want quarterbacks who are good in the fourth quarter. I think we talked about this on the show. And I'm like, oh boy, I don't like the sound of that. I love Justin Fields, but that is not like you didn't look at Justin Fields and you're like, This is a fourth quarter quarterback. He did finally rally. He did rally the team for a win in Minnesota. I wonder if that game against the Vikings, when Brian Flores, you know, kind of called it out. And also, you think about the Packers, too. That game in week 18 was about, like, even though we didn't have Jalen Johnson, we still held the Packers to 18 points. And it's interesting, too, because when you think about guys like, you know, Tyreek Hill, I was scrolling through this last night on Twitter, where, like, all these offensive players like Tyreek Hill, talking about the Keenan Allen trade, always spoke very effusive with praise for guys like Justin Fields about how great of a player he was. But the offensive guys always did that. And somebody had made the point, like, listen to the defensive guys. Listen to what the defensive guys say. And, like, the Packers defenders were also like, hey, like, well, we just made him play quarterback, and here's what happens. We were never a threat. And although that's interesting, because if you listen to Jaquan Brisker talk about Jordan Love, I think we know what people think about Jordan Love. But in any event, yeah, I think the writing was on the wall. And I just think it was going to be something that, you know, Ryan Poles, again, I don't think the record of the quarterback is fair. I don't think that's fair to put that all on Justin. And the quarterbacks are not a quarterback. Wins are not a quarterback stat, people. Disappeared when we talked about Justin Fields. They're like, hey, like, remember, like you said, like, but in any event, like, but it's true. And I think this was a true reset for Ryan Poles. It was a situation where he just couldn't pass it up. That's basically what it comes down to. And whether it's the right call or not, we'll find out. But what's done is done. And we're going to have to do our thing. So in any event, I want to thank everybody here who joined us today. Thanks so much. I know it's a Saturday night for a lot of you. I hope this was, I hope this was cathartic for a lot of you. This is why I don't read the comments. I got to get out of the comments. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Listen, I hope this was cathartic for a lot of you. It's tough. We will miss Justin Fields. We wish him well as he moves on to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I will continue to forever be a fan of Justin Fields, but now it feels like the Caleb Williams era is going to be starting in Chicago. I am ready to rally behind our new quarterback, because when it comes to me, the Bears come number one. So that's what I got. Thank you so much for being here. Bear down, and Sammy, go ahead and play us out.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with Adam Rank on YouTube,
Instagram,
Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.